We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. By Rav Ashi, Yesh Shinu L'Tzrayros L'Ravi Anezek, or Ain Shinu L'Tzrayros L'Ravi Anezek? What's the Shaila of the Gemara? So Rashi explains that we know that we're going according to Rabbanon. We know according to Rabbanon, by Tzrayros, it's Chatzi Nezek. And that's a case where the behemoth walked regularly, Ke'orchei, and rocks came out and damaged something. Only pay chatzin ezek. What happens if it's a shinui? It kicks some rocks, and because it kicked the rocks went flying and broke something. So it's a shinui together with tzoreres. Do you pay a quarter of a nezek, or do you still pay chatzin ezek? That's a shaila gemara. Yes, shinu l'tzoreres or via nezek, you pay only a quarter. Oh, ain't shinu l'tzoreres or via nezek. Oh, there's no such thing because anyway, it pays chatzin ezek. So when you mishane, you do a shinu, it doesn't change it. So Mara asks, Tifshleim the Rava, why am I a raya from that the Rava has a shayla? The boy Rava, yesh, hadol tzoreres, ein hadol tzoreres. Rava has a shayla, if there's such a thing as muid for tzoreres, mechlal, the ain shinu. So if he has such a shayla, must be there's no such thing as revia. Because there is such thing as revia, so then the muid would be chatzi nezek. So how could Rav have a shayla pay nezek shalom if the mishuna is chatzin nezek? So mu would only be chatzin, if the shinu is revia nezek, the mu would only be chatzin nezek. So if you find it hard to understand what the Gemara means, that's because we explained the shayla of Rav was, yesh hadol toris means chatzin nezek orche. If it does it three times, you pay nezek shalom. That's what explained Rav's shayla if he Rashi's second shot. L'chari, this Gemara is a kasha on Rashi's second shot, because it doesn't make sense. What would be derived from Rav? Rav is talking about a case where it's Orche, and there after three times come to the Shalom. Rav Ashi's shayla is a shinu l'tzoreres. So what's one got to do with the other one? So Tosis on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph asks this kasha on the second shot of Rashi. So Lamaisa, with the Pnei Yeshua learns like this. Pnei Yeshua answers that if you would hold that there's mu'ud on Chatzi Nezek Tzoreres of Orche, so then, that we are considering chatzin and tzoreres to be in a certain way. We consider it like that. It's called mashuna. If there should be such a thing, the Gemara means like this: if we such a thing as a muid on tzoreres, that means chatzin and tzoreres is not normal. Even though it's usually considered orche, but in a certain way, it's considered mashuna. So if it's considered mashuna and still pays chatzin nezek, it wouldn't make sense that another shino on that would make a revi nezek. If Rava has a tzad, such a thing called a muid, so it must be that there's no such thing as revia. That's the Gemara's kasha. If you that pshat. So Gemara says, you're right. Dilma Rava imtim tzaloyma kama. Imtim tzaloyma ein shinui. If you hold that, if you mishana by kicking the rocks, you make a shinui. It's still only chatzin nezek. It still is chatzin nezek, not revia nezek. We could clear the shayla. We can have a shayla then. Yes, hadah. Is there mu'ud or not mu'ud? Avada, if you hold that you only pay revia nezek by mishinui, then it's poshut that you don't pay nezek shalom. But on the tzad that there's no such thing as shinui by tzoreres, then the Gemara has a shayla. Then Rav has a shayla. Yes, hadah. Teiku. Bottom line is we're not answering the shayla. We're not even poshut the shayla. If there's yes shino tzoreres or not, by Rav Ashi has a new shaila. Koyach koyche l'sumchis ki koyche domi oloy. We had this a little before. Sumchis we know pays nezek shalom by tzoreres. That means if a behemoth is walking and some pebbles shoot out under its feet to break something, halacha is you pay nezek shalom. What happens if those pebbles shoot out from the foot, break a keli, and that keli, a piece of that keli, breaks something else? So that's koyach koychoy. Maybe there, sumchis, maybe it's maidah's chatzin ezek. Mi gomer halacha. Do we say that sumchis holds of the lacha mesh of Sinai? And umukulav koyach koychoy. He holds lacha mesh of Sinai. He holds it by koyach koychoy. Duma, loy gomer halacha klal. He doesn't have lacha mesh of Sinai at all. Teiku. Gemara blives with a shayla if there's such a thing as koyach koychoy according to sumchis or not. And like we spoke out on Daf Yud Zayin Beis, the Maritz Chayis is very bothered that how could you argue on a lacha mesh of Sinai? Is it Ram Pirish Mishnai? It's like that. But this Gemara sounds pretty clear that according to Sumchis, he argues on the whole Lacha Moshe Messina. Yeah. So that's more blive to the Shaila. So the Gemara of Aita, Hoysim of Aita, the Mishnah says, if a Hema kicked, Oysha Tzroyrois, if the Tzroyrois were flying from under its feet. That's the case of Pashas V'Orche. V'Vetas Pashas is the case of a Shinui, of a Karen. Oyser Choriz V'Nat Zdachat Uglav, V'Shav V'Shkele, V'Sham Chatzinezik. Pechatzinezik, both of those cases, Pechatzinezik. V'Boiluhu, Heichi Koma, what exactly is Pshan the Mishnah? Do you read the Pshan Mishnah like this? Hoysam V'Vetas, it was kicking, V'Zikar V'Udah, and it kicked someone or something, and it was Mazik. Or, Oyser Choriz K'Uchayu, and the halacha is b'shalom chatzin nezek rabbani. That's the one way to learn the Mishnah, like we learned the Mishnah till now. It means either it was kicking, which is pashut the karen, or tzoreris was shooting from its feet, and then that's a case of chatzin nezek tzoreris. Or yedilma hoysim ve'etes ve'zika ve'viuta, or it was kicking and it was mazik ve'viuta, which is like karen. Or tzoreris machmas biyot, or it was tzoreris because of its shinui of kicking, b'shalom chatzin nezek. But haki orche mishalom nezek what is uchasi? Or maybe the Mishnah is not talking about a case of orche at all. Both cases are keren. The first case is pashut the damage while kicked, and the second case is a case of tzoreris while kicked. I guess the chiddush would be is that it's even by keren, if it's not, even though it's not begufay, still there's a responsibility of Karen, even though the rocks shot out from under the behemoth, not directly from the kick of the behemoth, you still pay chatzin nezek. The Rabbanon, what do you mean the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon holds the case, there's chatzin nezek. It's chatzin nezek, even if it's urche he holds, it's chatzin nezek. This is not koyach. The same thing, it's tzoreris with a shinui, it's tzoreris with Karen, that's what it is. It's not koyach. It means usual tzoreris is that's walking down the block regularly and something shoots out from its foot and breaks something. That's the case of regel. If it kicks a rock, it kicks and kavanas lahazik and it kicks something and the rocks go flying. That's a case of karen. That's a case of biyit and hit tzoreris. What do you think they're going to hold there? What is it? Yes, what's the shayla? Yeah, the question is why does it have to be that case? Why can't it be even orke? That's what we're saying. It's like sumchas. Let it be even orche pechatzin as according to Rabbanon. Even if it's regular, you don't have to come with a biyit. It's a diyek that's mesumchas. Ha orche, ha ki orche. M'shalom nezek shalom. Money sumchasi. Then it goes according to sumchas. That's the shaila. Is this mishnah like even like sumchas? Because it's talking about karen. It's not talking about shein. Not talking about regular at all. It's talking about karen. Toshema. Let's bring a raya from the seif. Toshema. Meseifa. Darshal akli. A behemoth jumped on a keli v'shavrosa and it broke it. And the piece of the keli fell on a different kli v'shavroi and it broke it. Ala rishoy misham nezek shalom because there the behemoth trampled on a keli, and that's pashut nezek shalom. It's normal. Vala achroin and the second one's chatzin nezek. V'isumches. So this is in our mishnah. So obviously our mishnah going to the rabbanu. Mishnah is mafurish. In this case, that's tzoreris and pays chatzin nezek. V'sumches, and obviously we're not talking about a shinui because it says you pay on the first keli nezek shalom. V'sumches, mi is the chatzin nezek? Doesn't have chatzin nezek. V'chi teima rishon la tazo shen la tazo. Maybe we'll touch the mishnah, which means that there's a koyach over here. Darsal a keli v'shavrosoi means v'shavrosoi v'nafal al shavar al kliachar v'shavrei al rishon means the first round of tzoreris flying out from the keli, that's paid in shalom. The next part, the next keli breaks, the next thing is chatzin nezek, and maybe it goes into sumchas, and there's a difference between koyach and koyach koyach. Chidem rishon la taza. V'shein shein la taza. V'shein la sumchas ben koyach koyach ben koyach koyach koyach. So maybe it goes into sumchas. And here, it's rishon means the first tzoreris, and sheni means the koyach koyach. So, and then you say sumchas moide elo the bayir vashi koyach koyach sumchas koyach adami elo koyach adami tifshleit lab koyach adami. Let's bring a raya that's not koyach adami. So the chayav be a raya. Then we're not ravashi rabbanim mukula. Ravashi will tie our mishnah like the rabbanim. Boylei hachi, and this is how you can have a shaila in our mishnah. Rav Ashi still has a shaila how to learn our mishnah, but learn definitely like the rabbanon. Everything is going to rabbanon of chatzin nezek tzoreris. If it was kicking and it was mazik while it kicked, or tzoreris kerechayu or tzoreris like regular chatzin nezek. Ha machmas biyit. Let's say there's a shinui. So here I've digged all the way because it's touching the mishnah like the rabbanon. That the case is of chatzinezek is chatzinezek shayres, which means the second case is where it's walking like regular. But let's say it kicks and sends rocks out. Maybe there you pay a quarter. Or maybe it was kicking and it was mazik it's still chatzinezek ve'ein shinui. If you're a bono, it'll still be chatzinezek and not revi'enezek ve'ein shinui teikum. Maybe this was your shayla before. You want what their bono hold? So like this, we have this line in the Mishnah that says hoysam ve'etes it was kicking, which is a shinui. Oishet tshroiris not takas regla. So Gemara had two ways to learn this Mishnah. Either it's going to the going to Sumchis, and Mevaetes is going on both cases. So Oysim Mevaetes, it was kicking, so it's Chatzinezek, or it was kicking and Tzoris came flying out. It's also Chatzinezek, because Keren is Chayiv by Tzoris Chatzinezek going to Sumchis. But it would be Ke'orche, it would be Nezek Shalim. That's one way to learn the Mishnah. Or, and then there will be Kashif on the Seifa, which the only way to answer is by saying there's difference in Ke'orchei and Ke'orchei. Or it's going to Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, he's about that's Pashta Karen. Tzroiros, shooting apple in the foot, even though it's regular, it's still the halacha is, it's halacha meis v'sinai, it's chatzinezek. But there'll still be a shiloh, what will be the halacha according to Rabbanon if there was a shinui in the tzroiros? Maybe you pay a quarter of a nezek, or maybe you still pay chatzinezek, teiku. And that's still a shiloh. So we have a few different shilohs that we're not pashut over here in our Gemara. One of them is Yashinu L'Tzreiris. We didn't wear Paisha at the Fi Rabbanon. And we were not Paisha at the Shaila if the Fi Sumchis, Koyach Koychoy, is Chatzin Nezek. So it's more of Aita. Boyim Neir of Abba Ba'amamu Merab Ami. Ba'ami Lo, any questions? Boyim Neir of Abba Ba'amamu Merab Ami. Ba'ami Lo, Merab Chia Ba'abba. Hoysam Alechas Mokom Shi Efshalo. Elam Kain Minat Hezes U'Ba'ata. The question is like this. If it was walking in a place where for sure was going to shoot out Tzreiris. He was walking in Chatz HaNizik. You always have to speak out talking about Chatz HaNizik because the regal is only in the Chatz HaNizik, not in the Shusharabim, but we'll see about that soon. But in any case, the behemoth was walking in Chatz HaNizik full of Tzreiris. And it's not possible not to shoot out Tzreiris. But at the end, of the day, what did this behemoth do? The behemoth kicked Lamaisa. It's walking in places impossible not to shoot out Tzreiris. Lamaisa, what it did was a bat of a tiza. It gave a shtais, gave a kick, and it shot out Tzreiris. It did a shinui. Vezika, it was mazik. Now, given the Efshalah, Orchi was sitting Orchi. Oidilma hashta miya machmas biat mekunatazas Tzreiris. Or maybe Lamaisa now is machmas biat teiku. Now, what's the nafkamina? So Rashi explains, nafkumina would be if you hold yes shinu tzoris. If you hold yes shinu tzoris, pay revia nezek. The question would be, is in such a case will you pay revia, will you pay a quarter or chatzin nezek? On one hand, you'll say that either way it was going to do tzoris, so it's pay chatzin nezek. It's going to happen anyway. Or on the other hand, you look at it, it kicked. So if it kicked, it pays revia nezek. That's nafkumina. Right, or the shalak could be if somechis pay chatzin nezek, that nafkumina, nafkumina could be if it's in shesharabim. Rashi, for some reason, only says this. It says two other nafkminas. Either he says the nafkmina is yeshino tzoreres, or he says the nafkmina would be if legavi muad. That if it's a shinui, then by muad it would pay more. If it was also shinui, then if you did it three times, it pay nezik shalom. That's how the Rashi has a tzad to learn. Also, if you're not a pshat, either way, he has two pshatim, but there's all pshatim also. Like you said, legavi sumchis or legavi shisharabim. Or maybe legav megufa if you don't pay megufa different shailas coming in legav mina the more it comes out with teiku the more it has a shaila. But I'm never yiriyam zera. Hoysam alechas v'shusharabim. The behemoth was walking with shusharabim. Remember, regel shein a regel a potter of shusharabim. Here the behemoth was walking with shusharabim ve'tiza and shot out some racks ve'zika and it was mazik. What's the halacha? Mau lekerem medamini lo v'chayeves. Do you look at this animal as Karen, because since it pays Chatzin Ezek, so maybe that makes it like Karen as Chayav and Shurabim, or he didn't want to hold the regular, Yopturo, or maybe it's hold the regular Potter. What's the halacha of Chatzin? We're assuming until now, we know Gemara that Gimel Beis also helps, that Chatzin Ezek Tzoyeris is Potter and Shurabim. Maybe not. Maybe since it pays Chatzin Ezek, it's similar to Karen. Maybe it's similar to Karen. So the Gemara Shaila is, do you compare it to Karen, or don't want the regular who Upturo. Amalei Mestavra the Tolda regularly. Mestavra is Tolda of regal, and therefore, if it walks in Shusharabim and shoots out rocks, it'll be Potter to pay. Why? Because regal is Potter. So Gemara clarifies like this: what happens if a tiza b'shirabim v'zika b'shiyachet? Now, what's the halacha? It's walking shirabim, but it damages in the shiyachet. So you look at two ways: the makam where the mazik was in shirabim, but the hezik happened in shiyachet. So what are you looking at? So are you chayev or not? That's the Gemara shalom. Now, on Malay, he said departed. Why? Akira ain't gone. Anocha yeshgan. There was no akira here. There was no mazik here. So there's a bi anocha, and therefore he comes out, right now he comes out, that we part on such a case. It says in a braisa, it was walking on the street, down the street, with tiza, Saif is walking on Shishyachid, Saif is walking on Shishyachid, Chayiv. The halacha is that you're Chayiv on service, both places. My love, it tiza of Shishyachid, Vezika of Shishyachid. So this is Tama Kasha on the whole din that Chatzah service is potter in Shirabim. First of all, thinks is that it walked in Shirabim and it damaged Shirabim. So it'd be a riot both ways. So I'm like, no. Hatizah b'Shirabim, v'zikah b'Shiyachet. The case was, it was walking in Shirabim, and it was mazik in Shiyachet, and it says, Yichai, v'am et akir enkan hanochi yashkan, omalei hadir bi amtaka choyzer. And Yichai, even though Maisa Hezek was in Shirabim, still, he is Chayzer, and he says, Taka, that you are Chayzer. So it means like this. Avada, it's told the regal, it's Potter and Shirabim. But the Maisa, Gemara is coming out that if it does the damage to Shirabim, but the damage happens to Yachid, it is Chayzer. What's the reason? It's Pashas here, it's Kosa, Bia B'Stei Achar. Or the Pshat is that it's a little bit of Roshus to be this. He asks him Roshus to be this, it's be the same reason it's Potter. Economic advice does, that's not only else that. It's a din, Bia B'Stei Achar. That's the. Then, but the Rosh explains a little bit. Rosh asks a question like this. Talk to Rosh. Read your Rosh. The Rosh asks, "Ba'afa gav the gavi darsal a keli when it's galgal a mokum achav nishbar." Let's say the behemoth bangs a keli and it rolls somewhere else and breaks. A signal el karaba the bus mikaros linen. We go bus to the mokum amazik, and we say there it's not chatzinazik nezik shalom. So here, why don't we say go bus to the place where it was mazik over here? Hakaloy ezin bus mikara el achav mokum shosam nezik. Why the galik karaba regel? The pasuk was megalatos by the mazik of regel or beer b'stei achar v'habir and the beer, which means the thing that was destroyed hayvachatzah nizik. The pasuk says a beer b'stei achar. Where did the hezik happen? It happened b'stei achar. That's why it's chayiv. Here also the hezik happened b'stei achar, and that's what makes it chayiv. Eisvei. So I'm coming out so far that's told the regel, but if the damage happens in Shushan Izzik, he was chayzer and he holds taka, you are chay. Basically, Dorsa al Kaili, the behemoth jumped on a Kaili, Vishavrosai, and it broke it. And it fell on a different Kaili and it broke it, and that's Sarah. So this is our Mishnah. Risham Sham Nazi Shalom, Val Akram Sham Chazin Ezek. But Tony Allah, when the Brisa says on this, Medvar Amur Mishushan Izzik, only Mishushan Izzik, I'm Shirabim, Al Rishain Peturah, the first one you parted, because he jumped on a Kaili and Shirabim. The second one, Yechayev. My love, Hetiza of Shirabim, Zik of Shirabim. It sounds like, Alts the regular, which means trampling on a Kaili, Yepata, because that's part of Shirabim. But the Tzroi Reis, Yechayev of Shirabim, because that's not like the Morgan before. The Sitzis Chatzinazik, it's compared to Karen, it's Chayev of Shirabim. Loi, Avad, that's part of Shirabim. What was the case? Hetiza of Shirabim, he broke the Kaili of Shirabim, the Zik of Shirabim. And it was Mazik of Shirabim. So then, in that case, I'll reach in Petura and the Achan Chayeves. Va'amr says, "Kira inka anochi yashkan." Amalei had to be aus chayzer, and I hold if the hezek happens shiachet, you take a chay. Break the Gemara. Any va'amar Rav Yechonon on top of the base. Va'amar Rav Yechonon ain chatzin nezek chaluk loyel shiachet with Shirabim. Rav Yechonon said that chatzin nezek is equal sayim shirabim shayim shiachet. So it sounds like tzroiris is chayv in shirabim as well. My love, Hatizah b'Shirabim, Mazikah b'Shirabim is Chayef et Tzairis. Loi, Hatizah b'Shirabim, Mazikah b'Shiyachid, the case that he's, Hatizah b'Shirabim, Mazikah b'Shiyachid is Taka Chayef. So it means, when it was sent out of Tzairis, it makes a difference if it was walking with Shiyachid or Shirabim. Either way, if it was Mazik in the Shiyachid, the loch is that you're Chayef. V'Amr Tzakir Enkan Loch Yashkan. I have more first said that if there's no Akira, which means the place where damage Shirabim can be chayiv. I'm only had to be. I was chayiv on that, and I hold if the mokum a hezik was shiachet, you take a chayiv. And by the same, the whole riachon doesn't start the kasha. And by the same, the riachon by Karen, it's going on Karen. Where by Karen, there's no difference between Shirabim and shiachet. So bottom line is, Here we came out with Lach Lamaisa, that the question was, Chatzi Nezik Tzurei Reis, is it Chayim and Shirabim? The answer is no, it's Potter. It's Tolda the Regel. It's Potter Shirabim. But if it damages in Shishiyachid, even though the rock was shot out from the Shishirabim, still the Lach is, we're coming out, the Yechayiv, why? Because it's a beer of a Steyachar, and the place where the Hezik was, in Steyachar, then Yechayiv, even though the Mazik did the damage, sent off the damage from the Shishirabim, still the Lach is, it will be Chayiv, since the damage happened in Shishiyachid.